The children waited in the office for their parents. They could hear the sound of the vacuum cleaner as Mrs. Taylor vacuumed the rug. The picture of the vacuum cleaner shows us the sound. And the letters capital and lowercase V show us the sound in words. Let's point to the picture and the letters while we say the sound. Brad was thirsty, so he asked for permission to go to the hall to get a drink of water. He went straight to the water fountain. He turned the handle and leaned over to swallow the gushing water. G-g-g-g went the water as it streamed out of the faucet. G-g-g-g went his throat as he guzzled the water. The picture shows the G sound, and capital and lowercase G also show the G sound in words. Let's say the sound for the picture and the letters. G, G, G. When Mom arrived at school, she took them straight to the doctor's office to get Audrey's throat checked. She wanted to be sure it wasn't strep throat. As they waited in the waiting room, they watched the fish swim back and forth in the large aquarium. They could hear the p, 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 p sound of the air pump pushing air into the water. This picture shows the p sound, and the letters capital and lowercase p show the p sound in words. Let's say the sounds together. P, p, p. Audrey looked up when she heard the k, k, k sound of the receptionist's heels stepping across the tile floor. "I need to ask you a question about your insurance," said Mrs. Kendrick to Audrey's mother. "Certainly," said her mother, as she stepped to the office counter. This picture shows the K sound, and the letters capital K and lowercase K show the K sound in words. Let's say the sound for the picture and each letter. When Audrey's exam was finished, the doctor said that she didn't have strep throat after all. Mom was relieved. As Audrey, Brad, and Mom returned to their car, Brad accidentally stepped on a piece of yucky bubblegum. "Yee," he said. He tried to scrape it off on the edge of the sidewalk. This picture shows the yee sound, and the capital Y and lowercase y are the letters that show that sound in words. Let's say the sounds together. Yee, yee, yee. Mom took the kids to the park on the way home. They sat at a picnic table and had a snack that she had packed. It was a pretty day. They could hear a mourning dove cooing in the distance. Coo, coo, coo. This sound picture shows the coo sound, and capital Q and lowercase q show this same sound in words. Notice that the letter U follows the capital and lowercase Qs. The letter U does not say its regular sound when it follows the Q. Let's point to the picture and each letter and pronounce this sound. Cool, cool, cool. school. Suddenly, they heard a loud buzzing sound. Zzzz. They turned to see an enormous swarm of bees moving through the air. It landed in a pine tree near their picnic table. Other bees flew around in the air nearby. "Let's go home," they all yelled in unison, and that is exactly what they did. This picture shows the swarm of bees in the tree. The sound is zzzz. Capital Z and lowercase z represent that sound in words. Zzzz. Let's point to the picture and each letter while we say the sound. Zzzz. Zzzz. Great job.